The definition of a health insurance exchange was first up for the House Health and Welfare Committee. Matthew Ellsworth looks at it this way.
You could compare it to an Expedia or an Orbitz.com, some of those travel websites that allow users to log on, plug in certain travel parameters, click submit, and then it churns through and it spits out a variety of different options.
Ellsworth is a budget analyst for the Idaho legislature. He says 18 states have formally moved to create an exchange. Louisiana has said it won't create one. Most of the other states, including Idaho, are still figuring out what they want to do. If states don't set up exchanges, the federal government will. Health and Welfare Director Richard Armstrong says that would be a bad idea.
The important thing to remember here is what we're trying to do is preserve Idaho's authority and options.
Idahoans who use the exchange could compare plans and find out what they're eligible for. They'd also automatically be checked for Medicaid eligibility. Armstrong says that would lead to a possible increase in people on the program.
January of 2014, there would be an increase of about 100,000 to Medicaid rolls. We're at 235,000 right now.
Armstrong said over time, that would increase the dollar amount Idaho pays into Medicaid. Last year, Idaho spent more than $600 million in state and dedicated funds for the program. Last week, Governor Butch Otter allowed the state to apply for $31 million in federal money. That cash will be used to help start exploring exchange options. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.